Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome, guys. Welcome back to Reality Radio's Talking Reality TV. We're all in here. Stefan just joined us. Welcome, Stefan. All right, guys. So today we're going to do another special little edition of Challenge Talk. We're going to be giving our top picks for Are You the One cast members to be on next season's The Challenge, or just The Challenge in general, I guess. I guess I got to give out our stuff. You can follow us at Reality Radio Pod for all of our discussions. We live tweet as much as we can, a bunch of different shows. You can follow us there. And Andrew, what's your handle?
At CSU Grad A Kirk.
Sanders CSS. And if you're a fan of The Challenge, you can follow us at The Challenge MTV.
Yeah.
How many followers you got on there, Stefan? The Challenge MTV.
Like 60,000 over.
God damn.
I think he's a girl.
The official one is just The Challenge MTV.
I'm struggling to get past 910 followers. I mean, you're at 60,000. Come on, dude.
I don't know. Just a lot of fans.
Challenge official. I'm surprised they didn't try to buy you out or something. Because they haven't been on Twitter. They just joined recently.
They did. I'm glad they did, though. I heard they actually was trying to do with another account, though. Someone told me. But I won't really get into it.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It was another account they were trying to either get rid of, or they, warned them to, watch out with the spoilers. Something like that.
You guys still there? Hello.
Hey. Did we lose Whit?
I think so. Let me go on Blog Talk real quick. And
All right, cool.
I'll control this.
So, this is the Are You the One challenge. Who do you think was going to be? Or who we think should be on the challenge?
So, what do you say, Stefan, before we get into the challenge, what do you think of the finale of Monday night? This was your first Are You the One season watching live, right?
Yeah, it was. I thought it was good. It was 2 hours. I thought it was interesting. I'm glad they won in the end. I kind of knew they were going to, win the $250,000. But some of the matches I was surprised at. I wasn't thinking Asaph and Kaylin.
Yeah, there's a flaw in the system, you know. I mean, I feel like no matter how many seasons they do, I don't think they're gonna ever lose.
Right.
Like with simple logic and figuring it out, it's easy, you know.
Right.
Hey guys, I'm back in here. I don't know what happened. My phone,
you're back.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm gonna have to wing it too. Cause I didn't really think about my top six. I'm gonna wing it.
How many seasons have you done? Have you seen, Stefan?
I've only seen this one, and then I saw a couple of episodes of Are You the One season two. So I'm gonna base it off those two seasons.
Well, what I want to start with first is the reason why I just podcast is I was listening to another podcast that our good friend who's been on Reality Radio and my podcast, Brian Cohen, he had Eric Stein from Big Brother on their Challenge podcast, and he made a good point saying that most of the Are You the One people that we've casted so far have been busts. I mean, the only ones that have stood out to me in my mind are Devin of this past season. I feel like he was a standout this season. He was somebody that was, he obviously made the final this season, and he
Devin, yeah.
Who wasn't terrible, you know. And another one that stood out, obviously, was Amanda. Amanda had no filter. She was able to speak her mind whenever she wanted to. But most of the people that we've seen on the show have either A, been really bad, or B, have been really good to the show.
I think that that comes from...
Like, wait, after season
them,
one, did you
think
John
think
Jacobs would ever get a call
from...
to do the challenge?
No, I don't think he wants to do one either. But I think that comes from them really, for the Monty, for the most part, they saw the show, and they're fans of the show, and they're trying to create a character for the show, and it comes off very, very bad. Or they're just not built for the show, like a Brandon, you know, or even a Dario. I don't think Dario's built for the show, the way he plays the game. Mm-hmm. So
he's
been
doing okay.
Not really. I mean, he does okay, and it means that he lasts a lot of episodes. But if you actually look at how he plays the game and, like, kind of the way he carries himself, he's really not someone that can see have a lasting, you know, career in this on the show. But, yeah, so I do think that they aren't picking the best people to come on, I don't think.
No.
I feel like the only before we give the people who we want to be on the show, the people, and we're going to be listing cast members who haven't already appeared on the show. So we're going to try to go for people who we haven't seen yet. But let's list like a couple, like let's list like give me two names, or someone who you thought would have been good but completely disappointed you. So like me, I'm gonna go first. I'm gonna say Brandon from season two. I was a huge advocate for Brandon. I was like, oh, he'll be great on the challenge. Yeah, sign him up. He was competitive. He was arrogant. He spoke his mind. He was, you know, one of the stars of the season. But he was just a complete waste on Rival Street. And I was so disappointed. So give me someone else you think that. He did. He just didn't, and he didn't do anything while he was there.
He didn't want to stick it out.
Yeah.
I guess another one.
So give me another name. Yeah.
Maybe, I don't know. It's between Simone or John, maybe. I think Simone's too dramatic, and then, I don't know.
I don't get why they casted Simone. I mean, obviously the Rivals 3 format fit Simone because she was in an unaired fight with Thomas. So, I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
Well, the only challenges she did were Etsis and Rivals. So those fit the same. Yeah. And to be fair, her and John were like a big part of that season of Are You the One. So it made sense that they would.
And you
get
know,
a call.
To be fair,
for Are You the One. Like, don't you think Christy and Shanley got the call before John and Simone went?
What'd you say?
Don't you think somebody like Christy and Shanley got the call over John and Simone first? For Exes 2?
For Exes 2, probably. I could see that.
Yeah.
I can also see maybe Adam and Brittany kind of getting being like replacements as well.
I don't know. They were a good one.
From watching their season, their original season, I wouldn't peg them as to be like on the first call list. I don't know.
After seeing Brittany's picture, I knew she was going to be picked. She's a hottie. I remember when that first season came out, she stood out to me.
Well, yeah,
so
I would
gonna
say for
some,
my second one, I would definitely
Simone,
put John there.
Simone is a good competitor.
You think she's what?
Agree. I think she's a good I do think Simone's a good competitor. She's decent.
No, she's not.
Yeah, she's not horrible. She's not horrible.
I love Simone.
Not horrible. She's decent in the challenges.
Yeah.
She gives it her all.
Yeah,
and that's what, you know, she's...
I guess that's giving it...
So I will be fair with that. She's just too dramatic, and I think she's literally there for drama and for TV time. I don't like that. It comes off as, you know, fake and not authentic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think Amanda's kind of like that, too. I think she came...
Yeah.
She's very similar.
100.
Yeah, she's very dramatic. Like, she didn't need to get into those, like, arguing with Tony about, you know, which show is better. That didn't need to go where it went.
Way too much.
But also, Tony's very dramatic, too. But, my two people,
Tony.
I would say, are Brandon and John.
Nelson's cool, though.
I completely forgot about Nelson, actually.
Yeah, he was very
Nelson.
He was very irrelevant on Are You the One. Like, he was like one of the ones that got the least amount of airtime.
I'm
sad.
Yeah, that's shocking. He got picked.
I'd be surprised if he was there. If he's given another shot.
Right.
So let's get to people we want to see. Let's start with, you know what, let's just go with, you know, this is this cast members you want to see. Is there anyone from season one that you want to see being given a chance at the show?
I'm going to say realistically, the only one that hasn't been on that I would like to see on would be, I feel like Scally would be good at it.
Is that the Jersey
Scally?
Yeah, I feel like, I mean, I would love to see Wes because, I mean, I talk to Wes every now and then.
Yeah, I like Wes.
But honestly, would MTV cast him? I don't know about that. But I feel like MTV Dina Murray would really like Scally.
Yeah. I feel like Wes would get a shot possibly if they want him and Kayla for another Battle of Exes, I think. Or maybe him and Ryan for Rivals. Like, it would have to be, like, heavily themed, and a lot of people would have to drop out.
Right.
Yeah.
For him to get a shot. So it's possible.
Right.
And if he wouldn't have had a kid with Imperfect Match, I feel like Ethan would be good on the challenge too, but he's not. I don't think he's ever gonna get the call.
He's the one that's married, right?
Yeah, he's the one that married and had a baby with his match.
See, that's
the
awesome.
Only Are You the
a match
only
actually
Are You the One wedding.
Yeah, a match actually working out. Good.
Yeah.
Yeah, but Scally's probably the only one that I have in mind for season one.
For me, from season one, I'm gonna list like four people. I'm gonna say Scally for sure. Ryan, I want Ryan to have a shot. I think he's an interesting character. And then for the girls, I'm gonna say Kayla and Shanley. I think those four would add something to the show. Add something authentic to the show. You know. They weren't, like, super dramatic on their, like, just for no reason on their seat. Like, they didn't get into a ton of, you know, stuff. They were just very authentic. So I think bringing that, and they're very interesting, bringing them onto the show would add something, add a nice little mix, I think. But
somebody who I'd like to see from Are You the
four
One
new
season
people
one, so
from
I don't
that
think
season.
Would ever get a call. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. Somebody who I'd like to see get a call, but I don't think somebody who I'd like to see get a call, but I don't think ever would be Joey. Joey was a beast on Are You the One season one.
Yeah, I don't think he's ever getting.
But he's not batshit crazy, So are you the one that's never going to cast him? I mean, the challenge is never going to cast him.
Yeah, are you the one barely showed him? But yeah. They had a lot less people than the challenge does. So yeah. So he's going to season two. So Stephanie can join the conversation. Assuming this season he watched. So we actually got a lot of people from this season already. So who else from this season do you think would add something to the show that you would be interested in seeing?
I'm going to go with Leighton.
I mean,
he's from
Leighton,
season two.
Yeah.
Even though he caused trouble, I think he'd be interested in seeing on the challenge. You know, he's big, like kind of like CT. He doesn't care. He has no filter. And I think he wants to do it, too. He keeps tweeting out he wants to do it. So I say give him a shot. I thought he was interesting from what I saw on season two.
And he's an asshole, and MTV loves the asshole.
Right.
Yeah.
So that's another plus.
And another one from that season is he actually saw our top 30 list, and he was like, I can't wait to be number one on that list. Like, you guys know what I'm talking about. Tyler Pratt.
Oh, yeah. I remember that tweet. Yeah, yeah.
Realistic,
yeah, he was good too.
Would they ever call
Didn't
him?
Didn't he hook up with that girl? Paris. Yeah.
Yeah, they were the first perfect match. Realistically, do you guys think they would ever call him? My guess would be maybe.
Maybe. Tyler Pratt? I don't think so.
No,
I can't see them giving anyone else from the first two seasons a chance, honestly. But I hope I'm wrong. I really hope I'm wrong.
Right. I also want to see Jess.
Yeah, I was just about to say Jess.
Yeah, yeah. Jess would be cool, too.
I would throw out three names. Let me throw out three names. We already talked about Leighton and Jess. I would love to see Anthony, too.
Yeah, he was cool.
You love to see who?
And what was the crazy chick's name? Ellie.
Oh, yeah. She kind of reminds me of
okay.
She reminds me of, like, Jemmy a little bit when I was watching RE1 season 2 for some reason. She reminds me of Jemmy from her Real World season.
Yeah. For the very first episode, she was like, I brought my dildo.
Okay,
and,
I'm going to give two people from this season. I'm going to say Tyler, the girl Tyler. And
yeah, I was just about to say
then
Tyler.
And then I'm going to go with for guys. Gosh, Leighton's a good one. I was going to go with either Leighton or Anthony, I think, from this season.
The ones that haven't gotten calls yet, Leighton or Anthony would be the top two for me. You
right.
couldn't see Garland. You couldn't see Alex because both those guys are very, like, blah on the show. I don't think you'd ever see Curtis unless him and Jenny were for Battle Alexis 3. I could see them be paired or something.
Unless they do, like,
you know,
a brains versus brawn type challenge and they need some more brains because, you know, the challenge don't have that many.
Yeah, Curtis is
it. That's the only time they'll call Curtis. They need a few extra brains. But, yeah, I don't see him getting a call.
As far as girls go, for me, Christina's been good. I would love to see Bree get one more chance.
Yeah, me too.
Jess, definitely. My girl Jasmine, I love Jasmine, but I don't know if she'd ever get a call to realistically.
Wait, you still on season two?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You missed, like, half the cast, Andrew.
That was a good season. I interviewed Brandon, Tyler, Jasmine, and Christina from that season.
Nice.
I'm so done with Brandon. I'm so disappointed. Anyway. Okay, let's move on to season three. All right, so I'm going to admit that I was, like, tweening out of the season, but near the middle there. So the only two I'm going to say No, I've got three names, actually, I'm going to say, from this season. Chuck, Hannah, and Connor. They're the only three that I think stood out to me.
Mm-hmm.
Connor stood out to me because of his size. He's like a massive dude.
My concern with Connor, though, when I would like to see him on the challenge, too, but was he on the – are you the one long enough for the challenge to recognize him being a good competitor? He was only on, realistically, for four episodes.
Well, they don't want to recognize their competitors. They just want to recognize their drama. And I don't think he was involved in any, really. At least not from what I've seen. So – I don't think that's happening. But I would like to. He liked my tweet. I tweeted out that who does everyone
Chuck
see? I tagged him.
I would like Hannah.
Chuck,
Hannah would be a good one.
Connor,
she's still with Zach from her season. They're doing, from what I see on the new Instagram stories, they're doing very well. Another name I would want to throw out there, we talked about her yesterday, Kiki. I feel like MTV would be stupid to pass up on Kiki.
Yeah, I forgot about her. Sure. I think she'll pop up. I do think she would get her.
I'd be shocked if she wasn't on season 29 or season 30. Now that Mike's on the Real World, obviously Mike would be probably get on the challenge.
Mm.
But
yeah,
it'll be next season after.
I would be shocked if he didn't get on this challenge.
Mike was kind of boring to me. I really didn't like Mike. He was really boring.
Right.
Yeah,
how did
I
he end up
what,
on the Real
what
World?
They saw in him. I wonder what
right.
they saw in
I
him.
I wonder how he got on the Real
it's
World.
Different,
he must have,
though.
Like,
The Real World is very different. You know, you're diving more deep into these people's lives. So on Island 1, you just only, you know, you're only there for whatever, and you don't really see or don't know, you don't get to know the people like you do on the Real World. So they probably just know something, you know, more, called some, you know, family members and some other people in his life, and just found his story to be a little more interesting enough. So they gave him a shot. I think
right.
it's happening. Just I can
unless
see them giving like maybe like Jay a shot on Are You the One? You know, might as well. You know, or Trey.
I
Trey
love Jay.
Make
he
it
went,
up.
But that would be a mess. He would mess up more times than ASAP did on this current season.
Right.
Well, I can see it happening, you know. They just wish.
Jay, I love you, dude, but no, you're not going on where you want.
I hope they do that. I hope they bring someone from the world. And
Leroy's
they
bloodline,
might as well.
Leroy's bloodline has expressed interest in going on where you want, Candace. And that'd be perfect, too, because she was barely on the challenge bloodline, so I mean, we wouldn't really know much about her, you know.
Right, that would be interesting.
Yeah.
Why
and
not?
Then maybe she can transition to the Real World after, and then right back on the
or
challenge.
Or maybe she start getting more calls for the challenge. Yeah, after she does Are You the One.
Do it all. Yeah, that's like
yeah.
You know,
think somebody like
just make sure everywhere the cameras are at, you show up.
Do you think somebody like your sister would ever get a call with?
Who?
Rashida. She's one of my favorites on season 3.
I vaguely remember, like, her, I think it was, what, Alex? Is her, was her, like, storyline?
That was
I vaguely.
She was the one with the hair.
Yeah, I know. I'm saying, like, was her main storyline about her, like, stalking this Alex guy?
No, that was Stacy.
That was Stacy?
Yeah, I see where you're getting mixed up, because Alec was the one that made out with Rashida. He and Rashida made out
so
in the
I'm
first episode.
I just, like, watch the first, like, two episodes of that season, and then just bounce. Because I don't remember, I don't know who Stacey is. I don't remember anything. I just thought Chuck was cool and interesting. I liked Hannah, because she handle herself and Connor because he was a jack dude, massive guy. He was like a gentle giant, Connor. So that's all I remember from that season.
Right.
So yeah, this is move on to season 4. This is a lot of people.
Best season so far.
This is a lot of people. I think.
Oh yeah. I would say the whole cast.
Deserve a shot in this season. Not the whole cast.
No.
Who would you want then?
Are you the one to have the whole cast?
Everyone would do good, in my opinion. I mean, there's more people than others, but really anyone.
Tori is the stand up. Tori and Kayla are my two stand up.
I'm going to go with Tori and Prosper. No,
Asher is kind of boring now.
I think he would do good, though. He's like, he'll be like another, I don't know, another beast.
Why? Why do you say that? Because he's jacked? I think he's kind of like there. I don't know.
Right.
I think I like
him. I think he'll
do
good.
I saw this Facebook live.
He won't be like a Nate or a Brandon, that's for sure.
What you're looking for on the challenge, though, is more than just the challenge part. You gotta get somebody who will start drama. Somebody like Gio.
Not even start drama socially.
You know, you want someone to be fit in socially as well. That's why I think he'll do good. He'll go a long way because he's not about the drama. You know, unless the drama.
No, I
think
the airtime did.
I think you just need someone who stands up on their own.
Right.
If you rank the top 10 guys for airtime this season, Prosser would be way towards the bottom. I don't think he's number 10, but he's like 7, probably like 7 or 8.
Right, right.
Yeah, he just doesn't stand out to the cameras, I don't think. He doesn't invite, and it's not even about starting drama, because ASAP didn't start drama, but he was just more
ASAP
of a personality.
Cool, yeah.
He's more of a personality. You don't have to be like a Gio or a John, but even like the ASAP, he's foreign, he's cool. I think even Sam could possibly add a
Who?
Unique little vibe to Sam.
Who?
Could possibly add a unique little vibe to the challenge.
Who?
He's in like the
Sam, S-A-M, dude.
Oh, Sam. Oh, yeah, Sam would be cool. I was going to say that, too.
He's like that earthy guy.
He would be cool to see on the channel.
I know you messed up on Aiyah's name like 8 months ago, but I'm still on over it.
What happened?
Remember on the Top 30 podcast that we did? You messed up Aiyah's name like miserably.
Oh, yeah. I forgot her name back home. Like, it's been a long time since I said her name.
I'm still not over it.
Right.
Let's give
three guys and three girls. Since this is a really good cast, let's just each give three guys and three girls who we would like to see. All right, let's go with the guys first.
I got to think about it. ASAP.
Yes.
Prosper and the last choice is between Gio and Morgan.
Okay.
Morgan's boring, so I'd go Gio.
Right.
All right, so three good guys. ASAP, Prosper, and Gio / Morgan.
For me, I would go with ASAP. Even though I didn't really like him at times during the season because he's kind of like annoying, being like, "Oh, you're gonna fall in love with me." Oh, hey, Patas.
Right.
I'd go with ASAP. I mean, we could see a redemption season for him, like we did with Devin. Gio.
Yeah.
You know, I can't stand me. I feel like the ones that I can't stand the most on are you the one do really well in the challenge. People like Devin, people like I didn't hate Adam, but I really wasn't a fan of him that time. I felt like he did
right.
The first season, but anyways. I'd go ASAP, Gio, And even though I really don't want to see this guy, I think John would do well in the challenge.
Yeah, he would.
I hope they don't ever call him, though, because he was a pain in my ass.
Who?
All right, wait, you're next.
John.
ASAP, Gio, and John?
Yeah.
With you guys? All right, so I'm going to go with actually, I'm going to go with same guys. I'm going to go with ASAP, Gio, and Sam. I'm going to do that. ASAP, Gio, and Sam.
Nice.
Give Sam a little
nice
shout out there. Think it would be interesting to see on the show. It's a different environment. I think I would like to see him be very competitive. I want to see him
great.
Like get angry. You know, he's a very like lovey type of dude. I want to see him get mad.
Quick side note: I was watching the "Are You the One" YouTube video from MTV's YouTube. Sam and Alyssa aren't together.
Oh wow!
Well, yeah, they had a Facebook reunion. Thing yesterday, I think, and that's me. He said that they went together, and I don't think he, Montoya, and Morgan aren't together. No one really lasted.
There's a rumor. I don't know how true it is. I was watching an AfterBuzz Monday. The Are You the One AfterBuzz though was the greatest thing ever. If you guys haven't checked that out, please check it out. Tori is rumored to be dating Devin. Like, they were interviewing her, and Tori was like, and they threw out Devin's name, and she kind of blushed a little. So I don't know how true that is.
Yeah. That could be true.
Girls, Tori, for me, Tori, Kaylin, and then you can throw in anybody you want for the third spot. I don't really care. Because those two were the standouts.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think we'll ever see Julie again. I feel like her time's up. But if we were to see her again, I wouldn't be too mad.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to go with the same. Tori, Kaylin, and then I'm going to throw in Camille.
Nah, she didn't get that much airtime to be remembered.
She's crying a lot.
Yeah.
I can
see
it.
Episode
9, she was, like, breaking down.
I can
see
her.
What is not that?
Why'd she come back?
Like,
hit her or
like she was the biggest third wheel on Are You the One history.
Right.
Like she was the she was the third wheel to ASAP and Francesca
or Alyssa.
ASAP.
Cool,
and
Alyssa too. They'd be nice.
So I'm gonna go with Tori Kaylin for sure. And then I think Tori and Kaylin for sure are going to get calls. And then I think either Julia or Emma may be the third girl. Because they showed
the
them a lot. And Julia or Emma.
Who was the first? Julia or Emma? Yeah, I don't know if Julia will ever get a call, though. I'm kind of just
Tori,
if you show.
No, well, they focus on her a lot. And she didn't give them anything. You know, she wasn't, like, super extra or she wasn't funny or anything. She was just chilling, and they showed her a lot. So I think they really like her. It's kind of like Jenna, who doesn't really have anything going for her, like, personality-wise. But the production likes you.
Quick side note. Before we went live, I said I was watching the Olympics. I'm watching canoe kayaking. How random is like, they have the most random sports Olympics, but it's canoe kayaking. It's like two guys paddling a kayak 10,000 meters. It's or 1,000 meters, excuse me. It's so weird. But anyways, I'm done with my quick side note.
Well, I mean, yeah, so that's pretty much it. We kind of give our thoughts on who we want to see on this challenge. I think that we're kind of past the limit of seeing anyone new from the first two seasons, but I hope that I'm wrong.
How about we go around and give a number of how many Are You the One people will be on next season? Let's guess the cast is 32 people. How many of them will be Are You the One?
That's between 6 and 8. It is a big cast. Six and
they
eight.
Haven't done that big of a cast in a long time.
32? Oh, wait a minute. What was last season, 28?
26,
yeah.
Something like that. Or maybe 28 because of all those replacements.
Yeah. So it's definitely under 10. Because there's no way they bring 10 people on and people would still be like, get everyone off my TV.
Are the one team. It's like an Are You the One team where they have to have more than 10.
Yeah, there might be it might be Real versus Are You the One, but I'm kind of doubting it.
Right.
Yeah.
People are saying
that
it's ruined too, so we're serious.
There's just too many new Real Worlders. Like, we go be Real Mom, and then we have the Seattle cast. Then we have even, like, a lot of skeletons that haven't joined. So there's just like, too many Real Worlders for it to be, like, a Real World versus Are You the One. For half the cast to be Are You the One. I don't think they'd do that.
Right.
Early, anyway.
Maybe
so,
season 3.
Yeah, I'm going to go, like, 8 or 10. 8 to 10 people from Are You the One.
That's a lot.
I wouldn't be surprised if they brought them on. That is a lot.
Right.
That's what we had this past season.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, we did. We had, like, 8.
Don't bring Nate
back. Yeah.
He's coming back.
Or Brandon.
Nate's a baby.
Coming back. Watch. He's coming back, though. Watch. For X's 3.
In order for you to stay on the challenge, you have to jump out of a plane. If you don't jump out of a plane, we're sending you and your partner home right now. I'm not going.
I would love that.
Right.
All right, guys, let's wrap this up. Again, follow us at Reality Radio Pod, the Challenge MTV, CSU Grad, A Kirk, and follow our blog, talkingreality.blogspot.com. Thank you guys for tuning in. That was our Are You the One pick for the challenge. Hopefully, at least half of those make it on there. I highly doubt it, but whatever. We'll see.
Alrighty. See you guys.
All right, guys. Peace out.
Peace out.